should be bursting at the seams. Unfortunately, most never make it to the door. I believe I was one of the lucky ones. Not just because I found this program at such a young age. I feel fortunate that I found AA at all. My approach to drinking brought me to the jumping-off place described in the big book much faster than anyone could have imagined. I'm convinced if I had continued on my course, I wouldn't have survived much longer. I don't believe I was smarter than anyone else, as I'm often told by those who came in at a later age. It was my time, my chance to live, and I took it. If there had still been joy in my drinking, or even a remote chance of the joy returning, I would not have stopped drinking when I did. No one who drank as I did wakes up on the edge of the abyss one morning and says, "Things look pretty scary. I think I'd better stop drinking before I fall in." I was convinced I could go as far as I wanted and then climb back out when it wasn't fun anymore. What happened was I found myself at the bottom of the canyon, thinking I'd never see the sun again. AA didn't pull me out of that hole. It did give me the tools to construct a ladder with 12 steps. Sobriety is nothing like I thought it would be. At first, it was one big emotional roller coaster full of sharp highs and deep lows. My emotions were new, untested, and I wasn't entirely certain I wanted to deal with them. I cried when I should have been laughing. I laughed when I should have cried. Events I thought were the end of the world turned out to be gifts. It was all very confusing. Slowly, things began to even